I'd like to start with a verse, Psalm 34:6. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. I was raised by my mom and grandma. My dad wasn't in the picture. When I was just a baby, my mom joined a cult called the Worldwide Church of God that was led by Herbert Armstrong. Though it was a cult, we read the Bible and we prayed. We celebrated all the Jewish holidays. We were not allowed to celebrate Easter or Christmas or birthdays, but instead we kept Jewish dietary laws and we celebrated the Hebrew holidays. We were kosher, of course. We couldn't eat pork or shellfish or gelatin, and there's a really strict dress code. It was extremely legalistic. I had a form of godliness but denied the true power of Christ to change me, which was mentioned in 2 Timothy. I can recall the Lord calling me to salvation and drawing me to himself throughout my life. Sadly, I never heard the clear gospel till I was around 14 or 15. My mom's faith was her faith. She never taught me about applying the Bible to my life, never prayed specifically with or for me. It wasn't until much later in my life that I developed a personal relationship with the Lord. My grandma, who was like a mom to me and a wonderful example of Christ's love, passed when I was 12 and my mom married actually for the first time. She and my stepdad then together began to attend the Worldwide Church of God. Though they had four children of their own, my half-siblings that I actually ended up helping to raise, I was an outcast in my own home. I remember feeling like an orphan as far back as I can remember. I wanted a father in my life that was caring. After my mom and stepdad got married, I no longer lived at home long-term. I often lived with different friends or with family. I met my birth father when I was 14. He ended up being abusive toward me, so at age 20, I finally decided to end that relationship with him. Psalm 27:10 is an orphan's prayer. For though my father and mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me up. Between my mother being disinterested and even antagonistic to me growing up and the absence of a right relationship with my dad, I struggled with understanding God as my father, but now I know he is the perfect father. When I was about 14, the Lord called me to read the Bible. It was really random. He called me to start with Revelation, and I fell in love with it. Talk about jumping into the deep end of the pool. It was at that time that God awakened me, and I began to read his word. Throughout my late teen years and early 20s, the Lord continued to call me, but I believe it wasn't until about 5 years ago that I was really born again. Each year since then, I have grown, I have changed, and he has gotten a hold of me, and I stopped trying to run from conviction of sin. I stopped and confessed the sin in so many areas of my life, deceit, self-destructive behavior, dishonoring my parents. The list was unending. At that time, I trusted in Christ for his forgiveness, and he saved me. As 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, I became a new creation. The Holy Spirit took up residence in my heart. I have seen measurable growth in my life since I came to know Christ. The things in the world that did not bother me now are distasteful and repulsive. I now have a hunger and illumination in the Word. Psalm 34:4 says, I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and he delivered me from all my fears. Yet I still struggle with sin. Paul says that the things I want to do, I don't do. I long to be completely free from the old life and put on Christ. When I was a new Christian and battling such sins as an eating disorder, it was so helpful to know that I have the mind of Christ. And as 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, we are to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. As I come from membership today at Living Hope, I want to confess that Jesus Christ is the rock of my salvation. He is my El Shaddai. It's my favorite name for the Lord. If you take it in part in Hebrew, it means powerful and all-sufficient one, and also has a root of, like, nursing mother. So it speaks of intimacy and protection and love. And the scripture I'd like to end with is Isaiah 30:18. Therefore, the Lord longs to be gracious to you, and therefore he waits on high to have compassion on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. How blessed are those who long for him. Amen.